our group was really companion, to really reach out and when you're feeling distraught. And this doesn't mean just one or two. This means you could go to a meeting or just have one or two in a prayer meeting. I was really touched that we really should find or fill up our schedules with just personal time with other saints. So one shared about scheduling times throughout the week to call other brothers and just pray with them. And that really filled up his week and preserved him through the week in terms of his spirit and staying aflame. The trouble was when your companion leaves. When your companion leaves and you're so built in your companion, it almost can feel like you've been unrooted. It's just so hard to lose the ones you care about and love. But it's just meaning that we need to seek out more companions and be built with others. So just to be encouraged to continue to grow the body together.
Amen. Since prophesying, building up the church. So we should all come up. Amen. Amen. So in my group, actually, everyone says there are so many quenching factors. So I shared mine. So the most experience for me is actually reasoning. So we always argue with someone, we should do things this way, we should do things that way, or you're doing wrong, I'm right. So that's actually always happen every day. So you're always trying to find a reason. For me, sometimes I even turn to the Bible to find some verses to support me. I don't know if you have done the same thing. So even between husband and wife, I mean, lots of things happen, and even between brothers, so that's the case. The thing is, when I was in reasoning, actually, I found I have lost the anointing of the Spirit, and the Spirit is quenching, it's really quenching. So then I have to turn to the Lord, because when the Spirit is quenching, you have no peace. So I have to turn to the Lord. Then inwardly, the Lord has reminded me that I have to stop reasoning, and handing the sins to Him, not Him dealing with that kind of argument or lots of situations. And then I have to be patient to wait, to let the Lord have His own way to do it. Then that's the way. So when I stop reasoning and turn to the Lord, I do have the peace. And the Spirit actually has anointing again. So praise the Lord. Amen. So I do encourage everyone to come here to share something. Amen.
Just realized that there's something, maybe a practical point I forgot to share with my group. Facebook is a big deal for me. Really quench really badly. It's like every time you have a few minutes, you turn to your cell phone. But I have a trick that some saints might enjoy. There is, there's a Holy Word for Morning Revival page that you can actually mark as a favorite. So what's happening with me is now sometimes I'm like, let's say I'm at work and I'm about to waste a few minutes. I open my phone and I click on Facebook even automatically. It's so much of an addiction. But then the first thing that pops up because you marked it as favorite is that Holy Word for Morning Revival at the very top of the page. And actually, now it's like every time I read it, not only I appreciate and enjoy that portion, but I realize I'm in my addiction again. So after I read that, I drop the phone. I really think it's a practical point.
Well, there are two practical ways to resolve the issue if we have our spirit to be quenched. And the first one is we need to find a spiritual companion. And we all know this, but from what I've learned 2 months ago here at the Summer Chinese Speaking Perfection Training, not qualitatively, but sometimes we need to have quantitatively. So we need to make a target, and it's like sign a contract with our companion. If you pursue the book, 12 weeks, what the target it is, and how you can fulfill your target. If you pray together, what you enjoy the Lord more through the praying process. So in that case, both your companion and you can be built up together. So this is called mutual shepherding. It's not so called we are companion, but you don't see each other, you don't nourish each other for half a year. That's not so called companion. That's the first way. And second is, we need to have someone we take care of. Either it's young people, either it's students, new saved ones. Anyway, we need to take care of other people, get them in our hearts, and we shepherd them. So in that case, it's hard for us to be quenched because someone is needing on you. You are quenched, they all disappeared, so you cannot be quenched. So in this case, you have high demanded. You must access your spirit. This kind of big encouragement for you to encourage your spirit to be one with the Lord and to have a sweet fellowship with your companion. Praise the Lord. We have organic way to enjoy the Lord every day.
Group fellowship, we have another couple of categories of Christian factors. One big one is being independent to the Lord. There are many kind of manifestations of that certain factor, refusing to come to the Lord, be it rushing into service, be it making quick decisions. But all that has a common thing, which is being independent from the Lord. And the way to come back is stop. Stop what we're doing and stop what we're trying to do, and then come back to the Lord to have fellowship. And then another factor that our group shared is being occupied by the worldly things. And then the way that we a fellowship to come out of that is to just to enjoy the church life and enjoy Christ more. While we enjoy Christ and enjoy the church life more, we just will naturally lay down the things, those worldly things, because the taste in us will change. And the other another factor, which is the old concept and the religious concept that we had. So we have a lot of preset expectations, and the way to come out of that is again stop and lay down all the concept and get back to the Lord and have intimate fellowship with Him.
Amen. Just to even echo what this brother said, I think for me personally, to speak from the eye, Brother Ricky mentioned this before, and I think a lot of us have experienced this in the church life, self-confidence in the things of the Lord and in our pursuit can often quench our spirit. So when it comes to serving the young people or doing certain things, after a certain amount of time, it's like, I got this. You know, like I know how to relate to them or how to share with them, or sometimes it's past successes. So, you know, oh, I went to the training, so this should be okay. And a brother in our group time, he didn't use the word self-confidence, he used the word self-expectation. And I appreciated that also, because you expect certain things. It's like, wait, Lord, I did, you know, I'm in the church life, I'm going to the meetings, I'm pursuing you, I have companions, I'm in the meetings, I went to the training, I expect that I would be in this or that place spiritually. And then when you're not, you kind of get defeated, right? You get a little like, oh man, then something's wrong. It can't be me, it's gotta be something else. And so I appreciated Brother Ricky's word on us learning this experience in Matthew 11 of learning to rest in the Lord. It's not really a matter of how we work, but really our source when we're working. And one thing I saw here in Timothy that I appreciate after Paul reminds him and gives him this word in 9, he reminds Timothy by saying, who has saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. And I think that has saved me oftentimes, remembering that I was simply called by the Lord. This is something he initiated. It's something he's done. He's the faithful one who's called me, so he's the one who's going to do it. So it's not a matter of whether I have confidence in myself or what I expect. It's really just trusting in the Lord to accomplish what he called us to do, right? And so I think through that experience of maybe being quenched, there is this fanning into flame, because you just remember it's not about me. It's really about the Lord and about what he's doing in us. And so anyway, that saved me a lot of times, just being reminded that he's the one who called. The Lord initiated. All I can do is learn to cooperate with him.
repeat it, but the Lord is bothering me. One of the things that came up in our group was not just being too busy, but along with that, too tired, but on the other end, being too idle can also quench our flame. What we do with our time when we're idle, too. So, and I just wanted to share a little bit about how just like in our different stages of life, Satan has something up his sleeve for us, right? So maybe when you're a student, it's certain things related to your studies. Maybe when you're a young adult, the desire to be married can be consuming too. When you're married, your relationship, when you have your first child, that changes a lot of things too. The second child changes a lot of things too. But in every stage, if we don't learn to touch the Lord in that situation, it makes it difficult when the situation changes. Say, oh, okay, well, when I get married, then I'll have someone to go on with the Lord, you know. Oh, when I have my first child, I'll try to do this. When I graduate, I'll do this. But actually, we need to live in the present of however the Lord did it for us. If you're single, learn to enjoy the Lord while you're single. It's not always that easy, right? I remember because I was getting pressure from my parents and from other saints, like, why are you being so picky? Just, you know, all these. But anyway, it's not. It doesn't work that way, right? but I realized, you know, I just need to dive into the church life, right? Of course, you're normal, you're human, but I had a busy job at the time, but the meeting hall was, my job was in the middle. The meeting hall was this way, and home was this way. So depending on which direction I turned when I got out of work, it made a difference. And many times, it was like really right in the middle, 15 minutes either way, and I really wanted to go home. I was so tired. But the Lord was like, okay, this way, this way, this way. Once I got myself there, my spirit was flammed into flame. And I think the more I enjoyed the Lord, the more he took, I mean, we know that verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? And all these things will be added to you. Yeah, but it's true. And I really feel like the Lord prepared in his timing. Amen. And I was getting into my mid-30s when Sam finally expressed something. We knew each other since we were kids. but we both felt it was the Lord's perfect timing. And I, in that whole period, I feel like I experienced the Lord in a different way than I would have if I had gotten married at 24 like my mom did. So I got married like 9 years later than my mom. But at the age I got married, she already had 3 children. But, you know, when I had my first child, that also changed things too. I actually got kind of like, not depressed, I mean, but I did feel a little bit sad. I was like, I was so used to going to all these meetings, and then all of a sudden, I felt like I was stuck up in nursery all the time, and I didn't, but the Lord turned things around for me, because this is a matter of enjoying the Lord in your situation. So with each child, you know, we have 4 kids, but with each child, things change too. But during the day, I am able to get together with some other moms, and we can fellowship then. Yeah, I'm not in the prayer meeting at night, but we actually pray on the phone during the day. You know, kids tugging sometimes. And but anyway, you can do it in that situation that the Lord put you in. And it's really enjoyable. Like, you can, even in the worst situation sometimes, the Lord can bring life into that situation. Amen. But we should not make excuses, because Satan has something up his sleeve, no matter what stage you're in. But if we're with other saints, who that fans us into flame. And anyway, amen. Amen.
Brother Ricky said I should share this during lunch. So my name is Anna. We drove from Cambridge this morning. So we shared in our small group that one of the biggest quenching factors is following your own schedule, like following my own schedule. Earlier this week, I was making all kinds of excuses not to come. I actually made 3 excuses not to come. I recently moved. I have boxes in my living room. I recently hurt my foot. I actually hurt my foot on Wednesday. It's like, oh, maybe that's a sign. I shouldn't go. And then I got rid of my car two years ago, so I'm carless. How am I going to get there? God answered, God helped me overcome the obstacles one by one. So Brother E reached out to me. He said, hey, do you want to go? I can drive you. That one is solved. And then Sister Yu text messaged me from China. She's like, do not miss out any opportunity to know more about the Lord, to know other saints. So that, and she said, oh, by the way, don't worry about the boxes in your living room. I can help you. I'll be back on Wednesday. True story. And then my foot just felt a lot better. So God had his own schedule. And I learned that I need to just trust him and follow him.
Amen. I'm a little nervous because I just felt like the Lord also was bothering me to speak. And I found one big quenching factor is saving my stupid face and not opening my mouth when the Lord wants me to open my mouth. And I think really, anyways, I had an experience. It was pretty neat. It's kind of material, but recently got a apartment, living in an apartment with another brother. Nice, cozy living room, totally empty. Anyways, we were like, okay, we gotta find a way to furnish this thing. And you know, our heart is for that our home would be open for the meetings. I was with the brothers. We were just kind of fellowshipping. And then all of a sudden the Lord was like, you should tell the brothers that you need a couch. And I'm like, tell the brothers I need it. You know, it's like, what? I never, this is super, you know, what is this? Anyways, sometimes we just need to just obey the Lord and just open our mouth. And sometimes he gives us something that we don't expect to say. And anyways, I told the brothers I needed a couch, and we got a couch. And it was... Anyways, it was awesome. It was really the supply of the body in a very, very practical way. And then another quenching factor I just realized is, you know, a fear of failure, I think. And that for me, I think, you know, a lot of the times I'm passive and I hold back because, you know, I'm realizing that the more I do, the more I mess up. So, and the less I do, the less I mess up. So if I don't do anything at all, I won't mess up at all. And even, you know, you have all these examples in the Bible. I don't know, I find myself kind of identifying a little bit. I'm a little bit of Timothy, you know, kind of meek. A little bit of Mark, a little, you know, discouraged. Okay, I'm drop the ball, I'm out. Even a little, you know, like Peter. What's it, his name means wishy-washy son of a pigeon or something. He was just, he's just Mr. Failure. And I just realized, wow, I can identify with all of these ones in the Word, which makes it awesome because when you read the Word and you realize what the brothers said about these ones, what the Lord said about these ones, they're, you know, anyways, it's super encouraging. And I realize the fear of failure doesn't make any sense because, we're young working saints. And like my realization a lot of time is, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I'm here, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm about to do this, I don't know what I'm doing. It's probably because I'm young. And so I think there is this, because we're young, there's just this drive for us to be perfect. And we're not. And that's not what the Lord is asking for. But what the Lord is asking is that we would be open. We'd be open to him. We'd be open to the body. Anyways, I'm just learning. how to be open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. I just wanted to say, praise the Lord for the meeting life. I think the meeting life is such an antidote to dryness throughout the week. And I would just say, you know, living in a locality where there's meetings throughout the week, it's such a blessing. So when you have that, it's not something to be taken for granted. And, you know, if you have a lot of time throughout the week to come to meetings, that's also something not to be taken for granted. And the more I'm around the saints, the more, you know, I enjoy the saints and the meetings, the more I realize, wow, I really need to be around the saints. So praise the Lord for the meetings.
Amen. So I'll just share an experience, try to use I. And so a few months ago, my boss, actually my boss's boss's boss, asked me to go into his office, and he basically said something that changed my expectation of a promotion or whatnot, you know? And I remember just being deeply impacted by what he said. And I was very, very perturbed. And I went back to my desk, but it was just hard for me to work for 3-4 hours. And after those 3-4 hours, at one point I decided, you know, I need to go out and I need to spend time with the Lord. And so I went out of the office and I was on Park Avenue and I was just like, you know, Lord, why am I so perturbed? Why am I so moved by what he said? Why am I so impacted by what he said about my promotion? And just in that transaction with the Lord, I came to realize that it's because my heart has changed since I received the job. You know, oftentimes, you know, when we first start off, we first have our job, we give everything to the Lord. But after time, you know, in 2 Timothy, you know, it was written during a trend. It's a trend. It's like a haircut. When your hair is long, you don't realize that it's getting longer day by day. But if you compare where you were 2 years ago compared to where you are now, you realize that there's been a trend. And so the Lord used this experience to expose the trend. You know, I may not notice the difference in my heart between yesterday and today, but surely there's something different, because 2 years ago, my heart would not have that kind of reaction. Anyway, that exposed me to a great deal, and I found a private spot, and I reconsecrated myself to the Lord.
Amen.
And I told the Lord again that my job is for the church.
Amen.
My wife, our marriage is for the church.
Amen.
We're here to serve in the church.
Amen.
Take my heart away from the money, from the promotion, and all those things.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I feel like we need to reconsecrate.
Amen.
If not week by week, month by month.
Amen.
The Lord will save us from any kind of downward trend.
Amen.
We have to guard. This means there is that you have to actively guard yourself from any kind of downward trend.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, be encouraged.
Amen.
Let's reconsecrate to the Lord in this way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There are many situations where we can, our spirits can be crunched. For me, it is emotion. I grew up as a church kid, and we have a large family of Christians. And I have 3 younger brothers. When I grew up, it's like every day is normal, and God is in the words of my relatives. And when I decided to go abroad to pursue my master's degree, and my father grabbed me and saying, I have a word for you. Seek after the kingdom and the righteousness of the Lord first, and he's the wisdom. And back then, I don't actually understand that word. Yes, I'm already a Christian. When I have my graduate school in Columbia here, there's many experience with the law. But actually, I don't like the United States. I don't like New York City either. So it's like, it's really hard for me to stay here. So how miracle. it is that I have been here for 3 years. It's only for the words of God, because I would like to have my roots grow deep. I don't want to be a Christian just because my father is a Christian. My grandfather is a Christian. Then I am a Christian. I have no experience with God, with the Lord. And here, I realized my life is going to be perfected day by day. Amen. And really, this kind of feeling has overcome the emotion that I really want to come back. I really want to go back to China and to reunite with my family. But it's kind of cowardness because I want to escape. I know there's many trainings in New York City, and sometimes really feel that I'm running out of time. It's getting tired. But I realize the life within me is growing better and better. And it's no longer the kind of feelings passed along by my relatives. It's my own experience with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's voice in me is that stay. I need to stay. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't actually like New York City and even United States. And there's a lot of trouble because in order to stay, I got to make a transition in my career. So from a chemical engineer to data science, those difficult days I endure because there's the words of my father that I need to have my own experience with the Lord.
Amen.
And this is kind of the first feeling that God in me. And the second feeling is still I need to overcome my emotion. As I stay in the church life for 3 years, I'm kind of getting strong. I have a strong relationship with many saints. I really love them. Their teaching, they're part of my life. And it's kind of like I'm getting old spiritually, because when the Lord has some voice in me saying, it's time to go, not stay. Now it's time to go, because you need more blending. I realize I have too much personal preference, because I kind of get used to blending with particular things.
Amen.
Not the love that the Lord loved me, love everyone. Amen. It's limited, especially when we are branching out. We have uptown meetings and downtown meetings. Some saints, we might have fewer times to see one another. So it's really like you got to overcome the kind of feelings that you have personal preference. To hear about the voice of the Lord. When they say, when God moves, you need to move. And praise the Lord. This is the two times I really overcame. And God lifted me up. And I have a burden to put some words here.